Jihad Jibril, a senior commander of a radical Palestinian group, was killed in a Beirut car bombing today. Members of his organization blame Israel for the attack and are vowing revenge. Israel denies any involvement. But as NPR's Kate Seeley reports, the attack may exacerbate tensions between Israel and its neighbors to the north, Lebanon and Syria.
Jihad Jibril was killed instantly when the car he was driving blew up in a West Beirut neighborhood. The 38-year-old Jibril was the senior commander of military operations in Lebanon for the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine General Command. Headed by his father, Ahmed Jibril, the Damascus-based PFLPGC, as it's known, is on the State Department's list of terrorist organizations. Long opposed to a peace settlement with Israel, the PFLPGC has a history of attacks on Israelis. One of its most daring assaults took place in 1987 when a guerrilla floated into Israel from Lebanon on a hang glider and killed six soldiers before being killed himself. No one has claimed responsibility for today's attack, but Ahmed Jibril blamed it on Israel. He told reporters in Damascus that Israel's intelligence agency Mossad finally succeeded in killing his son after previous assassination attempts. A comrade of Jihad Jibril's vowed retaliation. The response for the assassination will be on the same scale, said Omar Shahabi. But Israel has denied any connection to the car bombing. Yarden Vatakeh, an advisor to Israeli Defense Minister Benjamin Ben-Eliezer, said today, the defense minister says Israel is not connected and to stop blaming Israel. Despite past guerrilla operations, the PFLPGC has largely been on the sidelines since the start of the Palestinian uprising against Israel in September 2000. Last month, the Lebanese authorities accused the PFLPGC of firing rockets across the Lebanese border into Israel at the height of Israel's West Bank offensive. The Lebanese arrested nine alleged members of the group. Last May, the senior Jibril acknowledged that his group had sent a weapons shipment to the Palestinian territories that was seized by the Israeli Navy. He promised more to come. Jihad Jibril will be buried in Damascus on Wednesday. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.